She wanna get it all back. She wanna get it all back. That what you're brewing? Does your daddy know that's what you're doing? His little girl got a reputation out to ruin. She was giving them the country away. Machete in the trees, dove hand up on a chain. Wouldn't let the woman play in the banjo in the rain. Carico tune, but songs away to say. She's a skimmy strain. Babe, it's alright.
Oh, yes. We're back. How's it going in there? You sitting down with your headphones or on your phone or in the car or, you know, what it is you do. Whatever it is that you do. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey.
New Year's Eve Spectacular.
New Year's Eve Spectacular.
Woo!
I have a head rush a little bit. Just so you guys know, my name is Joe Carabe. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, a writer. Whatever it is you think I do, I probably do it, and I do it better than you. Just joking. And across to me is a wonderful, talented, super extraordinaire everything. The best. Her name is Carolyn Bilewski. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm doing great, and we have a fabulous bunch fabulous. With us in studio today. Joining us for the second week in a row.
You guys are fabulous.
Is Sean and Adam.
Yeah.
They're a part of so many fabulous things
fabulous.
In the comics community.
You're fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, tell the people what you do.
Welcome back, guys.
Well, first, we are the best of 2014.
Yes.
Everything.
Heck yeah.
Such a weird number, 14, too.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah, we do the Dollar Bin podcast and help out with conventions and comics. And
most recently, I'm a contributing writer on Atomic Elbow.
Oh, there you go.
Issue number 11. I have an article about Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
And my wrestling history.
Which is funny because I thought you were going to go with your recent MBA graduate of Clemson.
Oh.
University with the
we can see which one has more weight in her head here.
Yeah, one
education
I had to,
or professional wrestling.
Clearly, it's wrestling. NBA comes second.
I don't have one of those. Do I?
No.
Sometimes you gotta check.
It's a different degree.
Just to cut you off, Carolyn's news. What do we have?
Oh my
the
gosh.
Last news of 2014.
Yes, my news. Okay, guys. Wow. What can I say? 2014 was a crazy year, but 2015 will be even more crazy because we are going to Pittsburgh. Yeah. March 28th, we are going to be at Pittsburgh. P-I-X. The Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo.
Am I booked on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Saturday, March 28th. I hope you're going to be
there. You laugh at him, but there's some times where I'm not booked on the show. Oh, man.
And not only that, we will be at AwesomeCon DC May 29th and 30th and 31st for a 3-day show at the Washington Convention Center. AwesomeCon is pretty amazing.
You had to say it like that.
Why? What was so awkward about it?
Not awkward.
What was wrong with that?
No, got a little Valley Girl in that one.
I don't know. I'm just getting excited, and that's what happens. So, Baltimore Comic Con is September 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Just again. Around the corner.
Yes, so far away. You know what, though? It sounds like it's far away, but it will be here before you know it.
Before you know it.
And then we're going to be like, 2016.
Right. I still got to
keep going.
I still got to film a commercial for it and everything. People will know somehow.
No. This is Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
Awesome
oh, maybe I'll shoot a commercial
awesome
for Baltimore,
is
too.
Much closer than Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By whole, what, 2 months?
No, we're going from
awesome
like
May,
May. And then Baltimore
May, June,
is in
July,
September.
October, September. Yes.
Sean and I have considered coming up for AwesomeCon. There's a really shitty convention in Greenville that weekend, so we wanted to come up and support a good convention.
Yeah,
and that would be the good convention.
Yes, it will be. So we hope you can join us for all three of those conventions that we have planned for 2015, and we will have more, but those are the three that are definitely confirmed. So we'll be around.
Awesome. So, Sean, you like Dolph Ziggler?
I do. Apparently, I've got a type, and it's the blonde playboy.
Adam, describe this type she has.
That's my wrestling type, because Ric Flair, Jericho, and then Ziggler are like my three favorites.
That's her wrestling type, but then her non-wrestling type is Bill David Murray. Letterman, Bill Murray, me.
Yeah.
You're not Adam enough, right?
Although I have taken one wrestling class.
Oh, I remember that.
This took bumps for 3 hours. It was terrible.
That's all you do at wrestling class.
I was sore for like 2 weeks.
When was this?
That was like a year ago, and I'm still recovering from it.
That feels like such a short while ago.
That wasn't that long ago at this point. But my abs, I was like, oh my God, if I do this, my abs will be like washboard. Like, I felt like...
laid down the futon mattress at home and would take bumps. I'd hear him
for a little while.
Boom.
Yeah, I'd like to go back. I just haven't had time to go back to the training. It's fun.
So I've heard describe a lot of people don't come back though.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They get your money. They get your money, and you're out.
Oh man, it was a lot. I mean, I'm 34 years old, and like the guy was
that's pretty. Yeah, that's like DDP age.
Yeah, well, like
that's even later, earlier than DDP actually.
Well, he was like, why are you doing this? And I was just like, I was like,
why are you doing? Get up.
I was like, you know, I just wanted to give it a try. You know, well, like some friends of mine, they have a ring that they bought, and they wanted to start putting together their own wrestling organization.
How much was the ring?
Local. I don't know. He bought it used. Oh. But it was in perfect shape. It was in great shape. It's a great ring. I think the guy that bought it originally bought it from High Spots, and he didn't have it very long at all. So it's a real good ring. I can't remember how much he paid for it, but he got a great deal on it. And they wanted to do an organization. They wanted to train up some guys and start doing their own shows like once a month and stuff. And I was like, hey, you know, I do the podcast thing. I'd really love to announce because I love wrestling and I love talking about it. So I wanted to be a wrestling announcer. But I felt if I was going to really be an announcer, I had to go and learn a little bit more about what it actually means to be a wrestler and what it feels like to be a wrestler.
Because Gordon Sully... he took bumps.
Yeah, well, you know,
Jim Ross took bumps. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to feel for it, and like I thought about, well, I can go to these classes and just watch, and kind of like, okay, well, like, you know, reverse hold, and so I know like more of what they're technical, because like one thing I've learned, like announcing sucks these days. Like wrestling announcing sucks, especially WWE wrestling announcing sucks
because they're fed a certain way though.
Right, they are, but they never talk about the match.
Yeah,
they talk about everything going on around the match. Nobody ever talks about the match in WWE anymore.
You know why?
Well, because they can't.
Well, because also it's like this isn't a sport. Well, it's entertainment.
But it is.
You know what I mean?
But if you watch NXT, if you watch Ring of Honor, they're talking about what's going on in the ring, and I think that really helps a lot. It is entertainment, but I think as an announcer, it's your job to make people like feel for what's going on in the ring. And
absolutely.
I think if you're talking
it's part
about,
of the storytelling.
Yeah, if you're talking about other things, then who gives a shit what's going on in the ring? You know, if you talk about like, oh God, look at the pain he's in, or you the reverse lock that he pulled there, how did he get out of that one? You know, they don't talk about that. Like, it's their job to build up the excitement in the ring. Otherwise, there's no reason for them to be there. Or they might as well just be doing a radio show with nothing going on in the ring at all.
Well, that's sort of what's been happening as it's... The talking now is just entertainment talking. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly like this technical.
Check us out on Twitter.
This is they're selling. They're
trending
selling the product.
Worldwide.
Yeah,
they're selling the product.
$9.99.
Yeah, and which in a way it's also like, well, if you get enough people to actually start complaining about that, then maybe they'll do something. But apparently,
no one's complaining about it.
So it's one of those things.
And really, the only way to truly complain with an organization like that is with your money.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You can complain all you want on the internet or in real life. As long as you buy that ticket, they don't give a damn.
Yeah.
If you complain in real life, you're still giving them their money, and that's what they want.
Now, I don't understand Japanese.
Yeah, like the New Japan stuff.
No, I mean just
Japanese,
just
the language. Like the language of Japanese.
I don't know if what they're saying is actually like calling the match either.
No,
you know what I mean?
But at least
do you know
like,
if they are?
But at least they're like they like
power get hyped.
Yeah, they're like excited about it. Oh,
Teddy
like,
Funka!
You know, like they
Mick
get super
Foley.
Excited about it. You know, they're not just like talking about God knows what, and they're it's just
vintage.
Yeah, vintage Orton.
Vintage Randy Orton.
And like so I feel like I really wanted to learn what the holds were, so like when I do talk about it, I can hype it up. I can make people like interested in the story in the ring, not just like whatever nonsense I have to talk about.
See, pretty much I feel like the curriculum of being a WWE announcer at this point is the ability to take command as a host in a way, because you're not really, you know, because you're being produced when you're not really talking off the cup. A lot of times you're being fed.
Oh, they've got lines going into their ears, they got all that.
So it's like you're literally like a news anchor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As opposed to just calling it on the fly, like as if it was a real sport. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even something, and they've gotten worse just in the last 2 years, I would think. Because even one thing that they did before, even if they're not calling exactly what's going on in the ring, like they would try to, they would do those certain things, they would drill into your head. Like, oh, this hurts, and this is why it hurts, you know? Yeah. Because otherwise, like, a lot of the
that's what Regal does when he was NXT and all that stuff.
Like,
and
even JR Bischoff did that.
Even Bischoff did that.
Vince McMahon was great. And that's what drives me nuts. Because Vince McMahon was a great announcer back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's in their ear. You know? Like, he was, but it's like, how is he, who was such a great announcer, feeding lines and stuff to these guys who are garbage announcers?
Shonda, have you ever tried to be an announcer too?
Oh yeah, I'm more of a color person.
Yeah,
you know, I like to add the jokes and like throw in some things here and there.
References from the 50s.
Yeah,
do references from the 50s.
Probably. I don't know. Sock off. It's howdy doody time. I don't know.
Did you have a favorite announcer? Do you have one right now? Renee Young is awesome.
Yeah.
I love Renee Young.
And she announces in NXT, and I think she does a great job.
Yeah.
We don't get to hear her in interviews.
Sean? I mean, Renee Young would probably be the best. Because, like, all the others are just.
Did you guys, I don't know if you listened to my Awesome Con panel, the pro wrestling panel there, that I had there? Well, I had this big. I was like,
sorry.
This was like way before. This is way before the Renee Young bandwagon that shit's happening. But I was like, guys, you must, like, everyone's like, who's your favorite person? Who's your favorite person in WWE right now? And I was like, I'm not going to lie. Like, in front of, like, all these 100 people, I was like, Renee Young is the best thing while I'm watching, like, WWE right now. Everyone's all like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Woman. Yeah.
A woman. And then, like, of course, like, 3 months later, everyone's like, Renee, I love Renee Young. I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, dude. You'd be ahead of your time. Renee Young is good, and she's, like, moving forward a lot, too.
She loves wrestling.
Yeah, she's, like, legit. She was talking about wrestling when she was on The Score. You know, that was her show, was the wrestling section or whatever it was. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Adam.
Those Canadians, man.
Adam and Sean, I am so jealous because I found out that you actually have access to watching ROH on TV.
Which is nuts because you live in the land of ROH.
Yeah, and we don't have it in
Baltimore.
But we technically live in like the void section of it. It's like there's you get the channel in Richmond and you get it in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And like, what is the DC thing?
And whenever we have to we don't have to, but whenever we want to go see an ROH,
you go to Baltimore.
We have to go to Baltimore or Richmond and watch it live. And then, but then meanwhile, whatever else goes on in all these other cities, I have no idea what happens. I mean, granted, we could probably subscribe to it online.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to do that. And also, they had like a free trial for one of the PPVs. Mm-hmm. And like the, I guess, pitcher and everything didn't come in properly. It like crashed. Yeah. It totally
crashed.
We
can't even watch the match.
I'm like, I can't even watch this. It would like show something new every 10 minutes. And you get like a second of it. Yeah. And I'm like, what's going
to
happen
next? I got real close to watching the last pay-per-view because you don't like on computer. It's the only way to watch them. So I got real close to watching the last pay-per-view and I was like, man, I'm not going to get it. And then I just like read all these terrible reviews about how the feed was just a disaster.
Yeah, it's
and,
really
like,
bad.
And so I was like, God, I'm so glad. It was like $25 or something. I'm like, man, I'm really glad I didn't spend $20.
But the benefit that we have is that we can actually see it live, but you can't.
They don't come.
You can see it on TV.
The last time they came down, they came to Spartanburg, South Carolina, which is half hour from our house.
That's an awesome name.
Spartanburg.
Yeah.
it's about a half hour from where we live, 45 minutes, something like that.
Okay, that's worth going.
Okay, well, they haven't been there in 3 years.
Was there a lot of people last time?
No, that's why they stopped going.
You need to like basically write to them.
You know, no,
and, like,
I
come here.
I've thought about because I just started watching about 3 years ago, and I found out about them. And I heard they were going to Spartanburg, and they were actually coming on my birthday. And I was gonna have a birthday party. It was on a Saturday, and I was like, oh man, I can get all these people to come to Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we have no interest in doing this. Like none of our friends. Had
oh, the friends.
In going
okay.
At all.
It's right.
Wait, but whose birthday
it's
is
your?
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's
I
your
know.
Birthday.
I know. So we ended up not going, but we ended up not buying the tickets. But they canceled that show.
Oh.
And that was the one because they didn't sell enough tickets. They canceled the show, and then they haven't been down since.
Sad face.
And so I missed not only that opportunity, but shortly before that, like 6 months prior to that, they came to Spartanburg too, and that was right when I just started watching Ring of Honor, because I found it was on TV, and so I haven't had a chance to see Ring of Honor live, and that's so like I get to watch it, but also when we watch it, like it's they take one live taping, they break it up in like three shows.
Yeah.
So like we see we're like 6 weeks behind.
Yeah.
On anything
and
I
we're
watch.
Like, we're like four.
What's anything great? I watch has already happened yeah, 6 weeks ago.
What's great about like when we see like Ring of Honor live, it's like and we don't get to see the you know the storylines or anything. Mm. And, or hear the
that
commentary.
Hurts a little, probably.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about it. It's yeah. like, yeah, these guys are fighting for a reason, but like the match is great no matter what. It's like you didn't even need to know why it these always, guys are fighting.
It always drives me crazy that like the fact that there's no you can't hear the commentary when you're at a match, you know?
Yeah.
I find that to be very odd. And it makes sense.
It'd be weird if you heard it like if you heard it, you're like, well, this is strange.
Yeah, but it's like I never like whenever you go to live tapings and you don't hear the comment, well, when I go to WWE live taping, I'm like, thank God I'm not hearing this commentary. but like I, like Ring of Honor, I kinda like their commentary a little bit. I think you know, Kevin Kelly.
I've never heard this commentary.
Oh, you've
never
so you heard watch it live.
Yeah.
So like Steve Corino, he just started being kind of a color guy recently when he retired. Like, and at first I was like, oh God, Steve Corino sucks, man. Like, but like after like the first few shows, like he's so funny, man. Like he was coming out there like with the sunglasses on and like, it's like he's in a taping and he's wearing sunglasses. He's like Mr. Cool. And he's pretty funny commentator now, but.
Mm. What do you think of Jimmy Jacobs?
The zombie princess. I am personally not a big fan of Jimmy Jacobs, and I know you love him, and I'm sorry.
That just tags on to all the things you don't like.
All the things I love, you hate.
But I get it. I like his story. You know, I like who. I like
What's
his
the story?
Well, just
from
I
love
mean,
to hate.
Well,
the Jimmy Jacobs.
He's like
story.
He's like one of the youngest professional wrestlers ever.
Is he really?
Like, yeah. Like he started
younger than Rey Mysterio.
Like he started
what
wrestling.
About Eddie Guerrero?
Like he started wrestling professionally. Like as soon as like I think even before it was legal for him to wrestle professionally.
Was it 15?
Yeah, he was like 16 or something like that when
you
he started
Rey Mysterio
wrestling.
Was 15, man.
Yeah. So I mean that's like I like that and he's been in wrestling all of his life really but a lot of it has to do I started watching Ring of Honor during the Scum era like early
okay
early
that was like
Scum
last
era.
Year
yeah like yeah. Well, that was a couple years
I don't know it might have been
early, early Scum or whatever
it's hard for us to know but, the timeline because we only like, really get to see it
it's
like
funny.
Once or twice a year
and, because and, you know when you watch a taping you literally see the whole storyline like oh and a month later they're gonna have a match
right.
Like oh there's a cage match the storyline started at the beginning of the show 4 hours later the climax of it this cage match or Scum against like all of not TNA but Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor. And it just I just didn't like his character at all. And like he's a solid wrestler. He's not like too flashy, you know, he doesn't stand out, but he's a solid wrestler, like in the ring. He's a solid performer.
I'm always like he doesn't look like he's gonna kick anyone's ass.
Right.
Though.
He weighs like 92 pounds too, he looks like, you know. He looks like a tiny little dude. Compared to everybody else, he's probably nice, probably bigger than I am.
Yeah.
But
better be careful.
I don't know I don't know about that. Not sure.
Could probably take you, Adam.
Yeah. But I mean
with
like
a spike with a railroad spike.
Railroad spike
like,
to the eye.
He's coming out with that whole zombie princess thing, and it was just weird. And I just wasn't like I guess it was pre-Scum. He was tagging with Steve Corino. Him and Steve Corino, they had the belts, I think, at the time. But I don't know. I just didn't dig him. I mean, I don't know what they ever tried to do with him. I don't think he, like, none of his, nothing sticks.
They're not worried
does.
About storylines on Ring of Honor as much.
Well, I think they do. They do pretty good, solid jobs. I mean, you guys don't know.
It's enough. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we're like, we don't know anything.
Well, that's one thing I want to ask you guys about. So live Ring of Honor, you guys go to the tapings.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, like when I see it, I can tell that they've broken a show up into like three episodes because the same dude in the same t-shirt sitting in the front row in every
they
episode.
They shoot it like episodes.
So, yeah. So like, so you're actually seeing like, so if Jimmy Jacobs is wrestling, you actually see him wrestle like three times.
Yeah.
Like he comes out and wrestles and goes back and comes out and wrestles.
We've seen that. We saw like we've seen, what's it called? Like,
well, last
Steen,
time
Kevin Steen wrestle like three times a night, and we've seen like the people do multiple matches.
I can't imagine like the Briscoes wrestling like three separate times.
And we've seen the Briscoes
kind of nuts, man.
Briscoe at the most have been like twice, or it'll be like a tag match in the beginning, and then like Mark would be in the match next show, and then Jay would be like the world champion be in the main event of that.
Yeah,
so they would split it up so people don't just kill themselves the whole entire night.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like with Davey Richards, like come out and wrestle like three times.
Yeah, and we're like, dude, all those matches were brutal.
Yeah,
too.
like he goes out there flying around, and it's like, I know this is the same taping. Like, this is the same people in the crowd. And it's like, how is like
they're busting their ass?
I was like, and I started thinking, it's like, is it fun to see the same guy wrestle three times in one night?
It depends. Well, this is how you if this is what's good about Ring of Honor is that you know it's gonna be a quality match. Yeah. Each, like, I would think, I would have fear about that. Like the first time we went to see Ring of Honor, like, oh, yeah, he's gonna wrestle again. It's probably gonna suck. And then it didn't suck. And if anything, it just got better throughout the night.
Yeah.
So you start to think like, oh, they're just holding back in the beginning show, and then you realize, you know, them holding back is still pretty awesome, man. We've seen some crazy ass dives, and you're like, dude, this guy just wrestled like an hour ago, and he's already gonna. Doing this crazy ass stuff. And also there's a lot of tag team stuff, so they get to rest.
Not a big fan of their Ring of Honor tag team. I don't know why.
But they have a lot
of
good stuff.
Good, but
I'm a massive fan forward. Like the Red Dragons.
Yeah,
and the
Red Dragons good. I fast forward through a lot of them.
If you're looking for tag team wrestling though, that's the place to look. It used to be TNA used to have good stuff, but then like Ring of Honor has some good tag teams.
What about Cheeseburger? How is he presented on TV?
I mean, the announcers, it depends, you know, they talk him up.
We saw the creation of Cheeseburger live.
Yeah, I like Cheeseburger. I mean, the only time I've ever seen him win is when he's in a tag match, and like, I mean, like they talk him up like he's like the kid. He's been training in Ring of Honor. He wants to be a professional wrestler.
He looks so small in person.
And he comes out and like he's the guy that's like if the giant asshole's in the ring, he's like, I'll fight anybody. I don't care. And then like Cheeseburger comes out like that's like he's always the guy that he doesn't give a damn. Like he's out there to prove himself, even though he's gonna get tossed around and like it's like I could kick out of Cheeseburger pens, you know? Like I could get hit with an anvil and still kick out of a Cheeseburger pen. Like, you know, he's such a small dude. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even cover the other people when he pens them all the way because he's so small. But
so what was the last
they play him up. He's good.
What was the last live event that both you and Sean have been to?
Live event?
Yeah.
It was
a live wrestling.
We were going to go to the Slammies, but that was like the week of exams for me.
Finals,
so I just,
you couldn't let that happen?
No.
And I heard Slammies was really boring, too. There's a lot of downtime I heard at the Slammies. So.
But we saw...
It was a Raw taping. Was probably the last one we went to. The one where Brock Lesnar came out and just beat the shit out of the three-man band.
Aww, I miss the three-man band.
I don't even know why they got broke that up.
I'll tell you what, though.
I love Heath Slater. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, he's still there though.
Yeah, he's like the only one though. They got rid of Jinder Mahal and
The guy's name you can never remember.
Orlando
Drew
Bloom.
McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Joe always used to call him Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. True. it was probably the last one. I don't think we've been able to ever do a Daniel Bryan yes chant because we were ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to start one like in the crowd because you know before everybody gets in before the doors open there's like hundreds and thousands of people outside the arena and I tried to start a yes chant and like no one was going for it at all.
Was this during heel Daniel Bryan? Yes.
No, this was probably right after he got kicked in the face and lost the belt.
Oh really? Okay,
this was
right after WrestleMania.
Yeah, right
so
after WrestleMania.
We were
WrestleMania.
Like trying to get the chant, and
yes chant.
Nobody
was
going
people
for
it. People are like, "Are you crazy?"
Yeah, and
he
now
lost
it's like everyone does it, man. And then like I remember, John Cena was wrestling. God, I don't know, like Brodus Clay or Tensai or something like that.
These high caliber
one of the guys that's been cut or Tensai retired, but still. So it was one of these guys, and like first I was like, God, I don't want to root for Tensai. Like, who wants to root for Tensai? But I'm certainly not rooting for John Cena. So like you know the "Let's go Cena sucks" chant kind of started, and Greenville is Cena country. Like,
really,
it is heavy Cena country.
Yeah,
like there's lots of neon colored shirts.
Oh God, yeah.
Wait, there were maybe three
40.
People doing the Cena sucks,
and like I was one of
and
them.
Adam was one of them,
and I gave it everything I had, right? And this little kid who must have been like what
it's
9 years old
kid.
Or something.
Yeah.
This little kid sitting in front of me must be 9 years old, and he was like, "Let's go Cena." And I'm like, "Cena sucks." And this kid turned around like I punched his sister in the face. Like he looked at me like I just like choked his mom out in front of him. You know, he looked so heartbroken and just, how are you rooting against Cena? Who are you?
But
there's
it
a
made
villain
him,
behind me.
It's my hero.
It made
but,
him
but
like
that little
go
kid,
with this. Let's go Cena like so that, much harder.
Yeah.
He ramped it up.
That's exactly what
and
it is.
And I was
is.
Like, that's my job, you know? Like, I love that. Like,
you're
I
like,
love
I'm a
rooting
heel.
For the heels,
I'm a
man.
Heel.
I root for the heels. Like, and it makes the people around me enjoy their experience so much more because they feel like they're a part of it, you know? Like, if it was nobody was seen chanting, "Let Cena sucks," you know, it'd just be, "Let's go Cena." But like, you know, that little kid was like, I'm giving it my all to counter this douchebag behind me who doesn't want the champion of my world to win this match against Tensai, you know? And it felt really good. I enjoy doing, like, rooting for the heels.
That's so awesome.
That's what I love about professional wrestling in general. You know, that's what I love. Carolyn just tell me a story about like people being connected through professional wrestling. It's just like sometimes like you don't know who's into wrestling until you actually start like
It's pretty crazy because I remember like 5 or 6 years ago at this point, like at Heroes Con, we were talking about wrestling with your friends from Dollar Bin, and you had like no interest in it really. I just remember at that time you were at the after party.
Oh god, and that was when Sean came.
And I was like, I gotta stop talking about wrestling.
Yeah, that was me.
Like, and I feel kind of bad about that now. I was thinking about that the other day.
Don't feel bad.
I'm a jerk.
We gotta deal with that.
I just think it's funny that like what made this whole like flip turn to be like now you're really into it and like writing articles.
That is true. I now remember that you guys were against the.
You were like the only people that were against it, and everyone else was talking about it.
Now look at you guys. I know. Dolph Ziggler and
Like, what happened?
Like both of us watched wrestling when we were in high school, probably.
Yeah, I did. I was big into wrestling
around the same
time
too. You know.
Then what stopped it? Then what brought it back?
Oh, I don't know. Well, what stopped it is I don't know. We just kind of grew apart.
You just grew up.
You stop hanging out with friends. Yeah. You hang out with the same friends. And you stop hanging out with them, so you stop watching wrestling. It's not
so
as much
It didn't carry on.
Yeah, it's not as much fun unless you have somebody to share it with. You know, just sitting there and watching wrestling by yourself, it's not. You know, it's okay.
I don't know. I still do it. But I sit in my computer and watch matches by myself.
You talk with us about it. You know,
you still want to share.
I don't really talk.
No, but I disagree.
This podcast
Joe.
Is all I talk to no, the world.
But
at this
before
point.
The network, before the network, you and your friends like would have pay per views together, get Popeyes and pizza and all that. And that's how you connected with those friends.
Yeah. But like, I remember like once that dropped away, I was still watching wrestling by myself. I would go from my when I lost internet in the apartment I had in Richmond, I would still leave the apartment and go find a place where it's free internet to find what happened on Raw to be like, you know?
Yeah.
And then you know what happened? Then like if someone cool like would walk in, I'd like change the
But I'll tell you what else happened is obviously nobody knew what was going on at the time because they didn't talk about it until later.
Yeah.
But I really lost interest during the Attitude Era.
During like so 97, 96?
I graduated in 98.
Okay.
So that's kind of when I stopped watching. It was probably 99.
And that was like a peak then. That was a peak moment too.
Yeah, and I really lost interest then.
Was it because it was too racy material?
No, I don't know. It just wasn't as much fun. The whole WWE buying WCW, I missed all that stuff. I didn't see any of that. I wasn't there for any of that.
Just went downhill from there anyway.
I was watching a couple years ago. I was watching the Stone Cold Steve Austin documentary about his whole career, and I'm watching this whole thing like completely enthralled. And at one point, I get up and I go make dinner, and I like just kind of like start cleaning the house, and I realize it was the exact same time in his career like where the Attitude Era like started up. Like I lost interest in the Stone Cold documentary the exact same time in my life that I lost interest in wrestling.
You're like, I'm done with this part.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's kind of why we just drifted
why
out.
Is that? Why, I still want to know why you'd because at a point. Connect. Because that's where it became. That's where, you know, they got in the most fans.
Adam's too cool for like really popular.
Or where you're just like, no, I'm NWO all the way.
No. Because like,
I love Kevin Nash.
I don't know if a lot of it had to do like, you know, it's the same time that like you had like the Fabulous Moolah giving birth to like hand, Mark Henry's hand baby.
Were you like, this is not wrestling to me.
Yeah, I started really kind of losing interest in that. And
that's when I was watching it.
That's when I love that stuff.
No, it was so bad, but it was so funny. They give you a lot to talk about at the lunch table.
Like, did you have a moment, like a favorite moment you remember back in the day? Like when like Undertaker like crucified somebody and tried to marry Stephanie.
I mean, dude, anything with Jericho. Anything Wall of Jericho, man.
One of the greatest.
Y2J.
One of the greatest intros.
WCW when I stopped watching.
When Jericho was feuding with China. Do you like that stuff?
Yeah, man. I ate that stuff up.
Well, you talked about like during the Attitude Era how it made you uncomfortable as a woman watching wrestling.
I went to a live taping. And there was a
lot of downtime during this era when DX is trying to get girls to flash.
And everybody's like, "Show us your puppies." It was like it was just really like
I would understand.
Really, yeah. I was like 18.
Yeah,
Sean was not comfortable.
You're like, I just want
showing anybody puppies or seeing any puppies.
You're just like, I just want to see half naked guys in the room right now.
Yeah, like why do we have to like flash people?
There's already
like,
flashing us now.
The crowd was like really like unruly.
Yeah,
and
it was
a lot of like downtime and like people. It was just really awkward and uncomfortable.
And also, like during that era, like lots of people brought signs, mm-hmm. you know. And I think there became a point where it's just like, dude, I can't see.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like yeah. when you'd see like a raw taping like on TV, and then they'd pan the crowd, you're like, wow, everyone has a sign. And like you can't really, you'd always wonder how that must feel. When I was there, I was like, can you put your sign down now, dude?
Yeah.
If I recall, y'all had a giant toast sign that was held up.
Yeah.
That I was remember great. Seeing that before I knew you guys.
Did you guys really? Get yelled at all so cool. for that?
No.
No, you didn't?
No.
Because like Joe showed me where the cameras were, so every time the camera had like the red dot on it, I'd be like,
look, it's on.
Do it. I remember watching that. I was like, guys, I think that's toast.
Yeah, the best
song. I think that's toast.
Paused it and took a picture of it. Yeah,
it's so funny
because
like several people like saw it and were like, "Damn, that's pretty crazy." I mean, I mentally wanted to do like a URL on there. I don't think it would have shown up. I don't know if it would have or not. But like I heard that they take them down. WWE they'll pull those signs. But instead, so I was like, "Oh, I'll just do one of toast."
Yeah, the curls, curls, curls.
Yeah, curls,
right?
Curls, curls. Yeah, and I'm like, well. How are they going to know what that's related to? You know, unless you actually know, maybe. Yeah. But I don't know if, like, we gained any fans from that. But
what you can see, Sue, sometimes is you might have done that. You didn't have a .com, but if somebody went to a show and they saw Toast, they'd be like, holy shit, you know, they would link, that's the thing I saw on TV, or that's the thing that was at that show. Yeah. So you can get that sometimes.
The greatest achievement ever was the simple fact of whenever you watch the promo video for the first John Cena against Lesnar,
that's
and you
the
see
background.
The takedown, you will always see Toast, man. Yeah. I'm just like, that's why it's all about. Every single time. I remember
he's in history.
I remember I turned on to the network. Yeah. I bought the network and I put on that match. I'm like, there it is, dude. Fuck, we made it.
And then, like,
forever, dude. Forever. Brock Lesnar, Cena, Toast. That's like, to me, that made me so happy. I was like, we can leave right now. Let's get out of here.
And the crazy thing is, wasn't out of the whole Raw match, I think we were on camera for like a total of 23 minutes.
Yeah, no, yeah, I probably, literally had that video on YouTube that got taken down. I was like, wow, we're on for 12 minutes?
Or was it 12?
Yeah, it was 12 minutes.
12
out of
that's
a lot of time.
Out of that show is a lot of time once you take out the commercials and everything.
You're right,
like,
on the right side to be.
Yeah.
Because most of the shots are from that angle.
And like, man, getting those tickets, that was like a miracle. Like, I almost gave up. I literally gave up because, you know, it's like a random drawing.
Right.
So when I was like reloading, I was like, oh, that's now we're in the upper tiers.
Yeah.
It's like, now just keep getting further. And I was like, all right, this is 30 minutes. So I'm like, that's probably already sold out. And I tried again. I was like, boom, right there. It's like, holy crap. How much are these tickets? Over $100. Whatever. That's like, when are you ever going to get that ever again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like,
so
that
is
was the
it
only
really
time.
Like random like that? It's not like, so.
Yeah, if Ticketmaster.com,
it's like like this, like, back
sometimes you'll get the same seat over and over again.
Yeah,
but
and I'm like, I don't want that. You know,
we go to the ticket booth, and you can get
specific. I haven't been to a ticket booth forever.
We've got season tickets to hockey, and so it's at the same arena where Raw always comes to town, or SmackDown, or whatever. So we're there all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So when tickets go on sale, we can go straight to the booth and be like, hey, can we get something? What do you have available in this section? They'll tell us, and we'll take those two.
That's awesome.
So we do that instead of using the Ticketmaster.com, because you can specifically narrow down.
You don't have to pay the fees.
Oh, yeah, there's no Ticketmaster. There's like a few fees, but not like
there's going to be fees somewhere.
Well, it's not like $18 in fees. It's like $6.
Right.
Because of the handling and processing, which what do they have to do for that? Like, they're not printing out a ticket. You have to print it out for yourself.
It's a database
or,
and a website, and it's like,
do charge you for whatever fee.
Yeah, the people that sit in front of us at hockey, they actually lease those seats for like all events. They have first dibs like on everything, so they get early access to tickets. And we always think, like, I'm not looking to pay like $150 for wrestling tickets right now.
Who is, man?
Right. Like, we'll pay, you know, $25 in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And you can see perfectly fine. But like, their seats are like in that spot, you know, where if we ever like, okay, we want to sit up front, we want to be front and center, like, we can contact them and they're like, just let us know. And then like, they can pick up those seats for us before they even go on sale.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So we just haven't really had the desire to do it.
I mean, like, I think even last Saturday, like, WWE's here like actually this weekend, dude.
They're always here for the end of the year, Christmas.
And I'm still just like, what do I want to see? Because it's like, when you're watching like based on match caliber, then you're just like, I might as well just go to Ring of Honor. Because you might, because you go to WWE and you're like, okay, Ambrose or, you know what I mean? Who's going to make it
exciting?
They're putting on good stuff, but it's just like,
is it for three hours?
Is it the effort that I want to take? Not even. Like, you have commercial, you have talk, and all that stuff.
But also, at ROH, the other cool thing is, like, every seat is a good seat.
It's a great seat.
Oh, yeah. And then it's first come, first serve, unless you reserve.
I think you get the first five.
Right? The first five rows.
And
still,
extra.
Like, up to row four is still just like $25, or if you want to go to row three, $5 more.
And you're like $15 feet from the ring. You're 10.
You're literally.
But some people do pay extra money for the front row seats.
Yeah, because you get on television, man. Yeah. You get to hit the board.
Sweat on you.
You get to hit the board. I want to hit the board.
I would actually be afraid to kind of be in the front row.
Or like throw the kid.
They really get active in the front. Like that's.
They slam into the rails and all sorts. Spit on people.
That might be too close, man. Like, you get to throw the streamers.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, one show we brought our own, man.
How many rolls of streamers do you guys bring, too?
We brought, like, 8. You know what I mean? Because you got to choose the right person. We're all like, oh, here we go. No, we're going to miss the opportunity.
Pink streamers for Jimmy Jacobs.
Yeah. But when that stuff is, like, in the air, like, when you see everyone throw it in the air, like, in person, that's pretty impressive, man. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It makes you feel like more part of the show, doesn't
it? Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you see the dude has to, like, move it, like, all of them before the next person comes in.
Because that's how we saw Cheeseburger. He was actually the guy who moved all the streamers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he started wrestling. I was like, what?
Like, in the next show.
And then people just started yelling Cheeseburger. I don't think he even had a name at that
point. No. What's his name? The other, the white guy from the World's Greatest Tag Team. Now I forgot his name. Not the Black Parade guy.
Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah.
Charlie Haas.
Charlie Haas was like talking trash. Like, you look like you need to eat a cheeseburger. That's your name. Cheeseburger. And everyone's like, cheeseburger. Like, really, since that Raw show, like, I've been spoiled. I'm like, I'm not going to get any tickets less than that close. So every single time, if it's not front camera view, it's like, I don't want it. I've never had that spot.
I feel like I'm so spoiled just in the past 2 years recently. Like, I don't know. I know
Ring of Honor.
No,
position?
Just like everything, though. Like,
you are spoiling.
I've just had
Carolyn
so much
Joe.
Riches.
Yeah. No, just like music and everything. Like, I'm like today. Like, I hate to say it, but I had tickets to something, and I was just like, I don't even want to go to this.
You want to,
like,
hang out with us instead?
Of course. Yes. But I mean, I never heard of the band, and it was like a gift from somebody. But like, I don't think.
Well, hopefully, he's not listening right now.
I think it will be okay, but like,
just know that we were cooler than whatever tickets we get.
But anyway, I'm just saying, like, I'm like, I don't want to spoil my music appetite by watching this band I never heard of, and then
they could be awesome.
Sometimes
though.
They're awesome. God, I checked them out online.
Joe and I weren't impressed.
Internet ruins
everything. Where do you guys when you go to a show like a standing room show? Where do you usually want to do at this point? For us at this point, like every show I want to go to, I need to be like barricade. So we take the time to go 5 hours early to get there. That's why I've been so spoiled. Like, all the shows were there. Like Jack White, front row.
Yeah.
Like everyone, front
every
row.
Every show
at
we've
least,
been at front row for the past. Year.
At least for the bands that I know we're not going to get just like killed with assholes behind us.
Kind of been there, done that, man.
But that's the thing. It's like, where? That's the thing. It's like, where do you guys want to be now? Like, where's the?
I want to be in
the first
seat.
In a seat.
The front row seat is where I want to be, where I can sit down. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I used to do that. I used to be the rail. I used to be like, you getting crushed or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I've had a really bad experience where I almost suffocated in a guy's back. Like,
really?
I was like,
you just thought you were a little girl.
I thought I was going to die. I couldn't breathe.
I've literally been afraid for girls who have been in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
We're all just crammed in there like, I can't breathe. I'm like, well, get out.
It's not as easy because you can't.
But these are like
tiny.
I was like, these tiny girls, what makes you think you're going to make it?
Well, it's like maybe they want to. Maybe they want to enjoy. Front row too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be. Like, I used to, like, when I used to go to shows, we used to always do front row. And I would be with, like, friends and, like girls or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I was super protective all the time.
But did you know what type of act, what the type of band? You know if it's like people going to go nuts.
Right, yeah. What I mean, like, I think, like, I remember, I think we were at, I think it was Phantomos or something. We were going to see, and it was probably 9:30 or so. No, it's Black Cat.
Okay.
So we're front row, and my friend Tyler's.
Upstairs, Black Cat.
Yeah, upstairs, Black Cat. My friend Tyler's with us and his, I don't know, girlfriend, wife at the time, I don't know. But, like, like, I, he didn't want to be in the front, but she did, is what it was. So I was, like, super protective of her. It's, like, one of my best friends.
How tall is she to you?
She's probably about my height or, like, okay, maybe a little shorter. But we're in the front row of Phantom House, and, like, so basically I've got one hand on each side of her holding onto the rail.
Yeah.
And so the entire show, I held on, so she had, like, a 3-inch buffer,
yeah,
like, between my arms, like, the entire time. Like, the whole show, I'm, like, oh this, God, like, trying to protect her. And I just, like, man, I'm too old for this shit.
You're like,
man,
this is work.
You know? Yeah.
This is
work. It was fun, and I want to protect, and, you know, I want her to have a good time, too, because we're friends. But
I've only been to one show where people were, like, halfway decent. I mean, like, they were really protective. They wanted, yeah, to make sure I was like three rows back at, yeah, the Rollins band doing Black Flag.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, and like the crowd was really cool, but all the other shows I've been to, like,
yeah,
Perfect Circle almost died, like, because all the crowd, well, was like, just like a huge, like,
is this a,
of
is it a more dude oriented,
yeah,
show,
I'll
though,
tell you, man,
yeah,
like punk rock shows and like metal shows, everybody is way cooler at those shows. They're way more conscious about the people around them.
I agree.
It's the, like, the douche metal shows, like Perfect Circle and stuff like that, where not, you know, where it's like this in-between kind of thing, you know, where it's like, it's not like, it's like a hip thing, but it's not metal.
Yeah.
Like, those are the worst people in crowds, man. They're the worst, because, yeah, they want to live this metal lifestyle, but they're, like, not built for it. So they're just completely douchey out there because they don't know how to be a part of the crowd and,
yeah,
to have that energy. And, like,
and they're all, like, trying to touch
worst
people and shit.
Yeah, they're, like, yeah,
I hate that,
yeah,
shit.
They're touching,
got,
people,
yeah,
and groping and all
that
stuff. It's just,
I don't,
like, man, just, it's, be part of the flow, man. Be part of the positive energy.
See,
of the,
I don't,
show,
like, people as much as already, and I don't like people touching me, like, in a crowd. If I know, like, okay, we're gonna be close, I don't want people trying to touch me more.
Yeah,
you know what,
yeah,
I mean, that's, like, uncalled for. That's an elbow to the nose, man, you know what I mean.
And I loved, like, moshing and going to shows and stuff like that, and metal shows and punk shows and all that. But yeah, like, there's only one band I mosh for these days, and it's Darkest Hour. Like, if I'm at a Darkest Hour show, I'll mosh.
You just dive right in?
Darkest Hour.
You've been in a Darkest Hour show.
It's been years. I know.
Yeah.
But you know, you know when they come around.
I will mosh for Darkest.
You will.
It's probably, right around when I met you was, like, okay, the last Darkest Hour show. So that was, like, 5-6 years ago. I haven't even seen Darkest Hour that long. But, I mean, like, they're, like, one of my favorite metal bands. They're, like, local. They're from D.C.
Yeah.
Here. And so when I see them, I'll still go out there. But I'm, yeah, like, I'll do, like, one song, and I'm just like, you know, like, just, like, can't breathe. And they fucking do it the whole set. Like, they don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, if they're good enough, if they're up there giving it their all the entire set without stopping, I can give them one song, you know.
You can't even stand up for a whole show. We went to the 20th anniversary of Black Cat.
Oh, that was a great show.
It was really hard to, like, stand up the whole time.
Yeah, that was a good,
well,
that was,
see,
that was
the first thing that fails is, like, the calves.
No,
you know,
yeah,
you're just like, because in a way, when you're in that big enough crowd, they're all pushing up on you, yeah, really, you're on your, like, tippy toes.
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's like the balls of my feet is what just,
yeah,
kill me,
yeah,
like, a lot of times.
And also, if you're waiting for, like, we were waiting for My Chemical Romance at, like, 9 a.m, and then they didn't go on until 10 or something, you know, at night.
Yeah.
So that's 13
sucks
hours of waiting outside.
And,
and
their
then
crowd is, like, ferocious, man.
Yeah.
But see, like, for me, like, the recent shows that I've been to that I've wanted to be front row, they're not, like, moshing or,
yeah,
like, heavy. I mean, it's been Jack,
yeah,
White, and it's,
right,
been, like, the,
yeah,
Dead Weather, and they get heavy, but,
yeah,
like, it's a, I know it's a cool crowd that everyone's here,
yeah,
actually,
well, like,
to listen.
And that,
you know?
And that's completely, that's a cool crowd, too. Like, those kind of crowds, they're not, you know, shoving around,
yeah,
and stuff. Everybody's just staring.
Yeah.
None of them's even, like, dancing at those shows. They're,
yeah,
just,
or
they're absorbing
the best
the
thing
music
to do is, like, they wave their hands.
Yeah, yeah,
or something.
They're
like
absorbing,
that,
like, what's coming off the stage.
And that's,
I mean,
almost the type,
cool,
of show I want to see at this point,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
I want to, well, listen to it.
Well, it's like the last few shows that Sean and I went to, like, we went and saw Alice Cooper and Motley Crue. And
which
then, like,
was awesome.
Which was awesome.
We saw Motley Crue. Motley Crue is pretty good live,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like their farewell tour thing that they did. And we did that. And then
farewell,
like,
tour.
Yeah, they did,
yeah,
like a farewell, this is our last tour.
Really?
Kind of. We'll see if they,
yeah,
if
I mean, I don't know if it'll stick or not.
And
but
then we just saw Judas Priest. We just saw,
wow,
them. And so, like, it's like all of our shows that we're going to are just like old retiring guy shows at,
yeah,
this point, you know? But Judas Priest was amazing. They were awesome. And it was like at a festival, and we didn't get the. And that's the other thing, like, I didn't. We probably could have paid for the sit down seats, but nobody's sitting down at that show anyway. So we just paid for grass seats.
Yeah.
You know? But we brought chairs. Did we bring chairs? We didn't bring chairs to that one.
No,
we did Foreigner and Styx, and we brought chairs.
Yeah.
Dude, look at this run.
Oh, look,
that's what we've been
year
to this year.
Yeah, this year.
Right.
This year is like Foreigner, Styx, like Alice Cooper, yeah, Motley Crue, Judas Priest. Like we did like this whole 80s kind of
run.
That's
awesome.
It's been a solid year.
Yeah. So what else has been pretty solid? Because we're wrapping up 2014.
Nice segue.
So what was your
all's, we're out of time.
What was your all's like favorite movies this year, or music, movies? Like break that down into like everything that you enjoyed this year.
Guardians of the Galaxy
is my favorite movie this
year. I'm with you on that.
I mean, it's the only movie I've seen in theater twice on purpose, like ever. I think, you know, like I've been dragged, like, oh man.
You're like, oh shit, this movie again. I didn't know what's happening.
Well, it's like, oh dude, it's like, I already saw it. It's like, oh, come see it with me. And it's like, it was okay. It's not really worth seeing again. It's like, just go fucking pay for it. Just come see it with me. Like, I've had that happen. But like, Guardians of the Galaxy, I was like, hey, you know, Sean and I went and saw it and like, regular. And I was like, you know what? I said, Sean, you want to go see this in IMAX? And she was like, sure. So we went and saw it in 3D IMAX.
I didn't even know that Guardians was an IMAX.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was curious.
It wasn't shot in IMAX. It was just
I think it was 3D. I don't know if it was 3D IMAX, but it was 3D.
Yeah, is no 3D IMAX. There's no real life 3D IMAX.
So we saw an IMAX though, right? It was IMAX 3D? Or it might have been the other one.
Just like we saw it.
It doesn't matter.
It's not in 3D. That's the point.
But we saw it twice, and like, that was just a fun movie, and I saw it twice.
That's what's great about that movie. It is legit, because there are so many movies out that are being so serious.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was serious and dark and gritty, and like, you know what? My life, I don't want things to be serious, dark, and gritty all the time.
Yeah, let me relax once in a while.
Let me just have some freaking fun with some misfits. Yeah.
And that's why
I
think I didn't see like any other movies.
You saw one movie this year.
I was like,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, okay. Guardians was like so refreshing. And also, I have still something to look forward to within that is we do have the DVD now, and I want to look up and listen to the director's commentary of James Gunn.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've seen some of the special features, but I haven't...
We were fans of James Gunn with Lolly Love.
Dude, I've freaking been fans of James Gunn for like 10 years.
That's the guy from Lolly?
Yeah.
When he was
still married to Jenna Fisher.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been like following him for decades, you know, so it's so cool to like see him get this mainstream success.
PG Porn? I was a massive fan of PG Porn. You guys ever see PG Porn?
I haven't seen PG Porn. I've got
Lolly Love. Holy crap. Once you saw PG Porn, you're like, this guy's a genius. It's porn without the sex. It's so funny.
I think I've seen Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, that's a little different than PG porn.
No. PG.
No, they do it.
But
there's a movie called PG porn.
Okay.
No, it was a web series.
It's a web series.
It was actually the first.
I saw somebody link to it on like the internet.
I watched it. I heard about it.
It's okay. I don't take photos for an adult store or anything. No, PG porn was like, that's one of my, I'm the biggest fan of that. It's literally, he went out and did everything as far as just not do the sex scenes. And then he went so crazy enough to do an episode that had like Charlie Brown's world, like the Peanuts world where everyone, you gotta check it out. I wonder if it's still online. It's great. Cause he actually used like actual like porn actors in there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I saw that cut of Captain America or the Avengers. I saw the porn XXX Avengers.
I haven't seen that.
It's like 3 minutes long. The movie itself, uncut, is like 3 hours long.
Well, you know, action. You could add all the action.
Action.
See, it's tough for me to think of like any other movie like other than like Guardians. I don't even know what movies are out before Guardians. That's how you know how impactful like Guardians was. Yeah. It's like
what,
know,
other
before,
movies? No,
before I know.
Else.
Didn't Gravity come out this year?
I didn't see Gravity.
I'd have to look movies up.
Yeah,
I don't
have
remember what came
up,
out this
I mean,
year.
I liked Interstellar a whole lot.
Didn't
you know?
Cap 2?
Oh yeah,
Cap
Winter 2. Soldier came
oh,
out too.
Which is solid.
That was like
really
in May,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out as well too, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So we're trying to remember all these. Sin City 2 came out as well.
I still haven't seen that yet either.
There
yeah.
you go. They're all these sequels. Maybe that's what's happening.
Yeah.
People are wondering why like the movie industry is going down. It's just, make a new idea, right?
Yeah, relaunch and sequel.
Yeah. I did like Interstellar, you know, but it's tough.
I've heard good things.
It's different. It's different than... You know, Interstellar, you know, it's a thinker.
Wait, is Interstellar the good one? No, Gravity, I heard a good thing. Is Interstellar the one that people just said, like, the cinematography is completely jacked in, or the sound is completely jacked in?
I don't know. I have a tough idea of thinking what people like. Interstellar, yeah. I mean, people may have said, like, oh,
the
sound
was
jacked, but, like, I didn't have a problem listening to it. Like, I wasn't like, I can't hear what he's saying.
Nothing stood out.
Yeah.
That's like,
I wasn't like, oh, that sucks.
That's like saying, like, Robert Altman doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know Robert Altman style? Where it's just like...
Yeah,
he mics everyone, and then there's like 15 people talking at once, and you're just like, "What? Who? You know?" Well, everyone has a decision how things should be made.
Yeah,
I wanted to see Interstellar in IMAX. I don't think I can see that now. Mm. But beyond that, I don't know if any other movie can take Guardians.
Yeah.
New, yeah. I don't even know what else we saw in the theater. We saw Cap either. And Guardians. Yeah. That's all I can think of.
That's it. Only superhero movies. did
the other Hobbit movie come out this year? Or was that last
it
year?
It has
it's coming.
Come out.
It has?
It's out now.
The second one. Did the second one come out last year?
Yeah. No, that came out last Christmas. Okay. I saw it.
But we might not have seen it until January.
I've seen
it.
Is all the Hobbits complete
seen
it. Now?
Yeah. I've seen like I haven't seen the third one yet.
I've seen like they keep playing whenever I tune into HBO. There's like the same scene of like
really?
The hot like the whatever desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
What about music? Any good music? Because I don't think I really heard.
I mean,
anything.
For me, of course, for me, I'm going to say like Jack White's Lazaretto. Because I'm already a massive fan of that, so I might be biased. Of course, Shovels and Rope. I'll say that too.
I don't know. The only album I remember buying was one I bought a couple weeks ago, and that was the new TV on the Radio.
How about this? Big 2014, like news. Was there something that like that would stand out to
Ebola.
You? I think
Robin Williams.
We might not even have enough time for this, but I still think the stuff with the interview, I think that was all big con.
Oh, it could have been,
who
man.
Who knows? Like, it's ridiculous, the whole thing. I now know like at least four people that have seen the movie. I didn't even look like a good movie to me, you know?
But like, just like that promotion for
it. I do want to see it because I like Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah.
And like it's just, yeah, but it's like that's like the idea. Like it's like this is like not a good movie. Like how are we going to promote this? I don't know. Let's make people like go see it for America.
Yeah, this is marketing genius.
They're not going to go see it because they want to see it. They're going to go see it for America.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up for my freedom of speech.
Yeah.
But you know
nobody tells
cool
me what
though?
To do.
Like since their audience is like 15-year-old boys. It is kind of cool, though, that they are going to look into it and, like, actually look at the world from, like, a standpoint of social studies to be like, wow, there actually is another country out there, North Korea, that, like, treats their people like this. Yeah. You know, like, they'll at least look into it, like, history-wise and consider stuff. I think it's kind of educational in that way because that's the only way you're going to reach, like, a 15-year-old, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Did you think that was legit? Were you like, no, this is a big...
I don't know. I think it's legit, but whether... Like I don't.
Whether it was North Korea that
I
was
don't think North Korea did it. I don't think North Korea did it. I don't think Sony did it. You know, but it's like.
What about some employee that's
it's
sad?
It's just fucking weird, though, man. It's just a weird occurrence. Like,
but do you think that Sony like might have done it? They might have been like, "Let's fall on our swords."
Yes.
So that, you know, like, I'll say some mean comments about Angelina Jolie and like say racist comments about Barack Obama, just so that we can get attention and
but
like
you know,
get the movie out.
Like,
they probably did that anyway.
I would say would almost happen is as soon as they came after Sony and they did the thing and they're like, you "Show this movie and blah blah blah," and then Sony probably saw like this is a PR opportunity here, man. We can take the movie down and be like, you know, we don't want to give to the terrorists. And when all the people are like, no, don't give in to the terrorists. And somebody can be like, all right, we're going to do this for you because we think you deserve to see this movie. And that could have been straight bullshit. Like as soon as it came out, Sony could have been like, aha, I see dollar signs.
No, they saw,
like,
they saw
know,
it
like
to me.
There, like, although they probably lost a shitload of money by it not showing in theaters across the country. I'm sure they lost
but
money.
But the crazy thing,
like,
too.
As if, like, already losing money by no one seeing it.
But it's like a cult, an instant cult following at this point. Like,
and
what
they also
like
released
that?
It, like, not even, it was before Christmas.
Yeah,
It wasn't even, like, it was Christmas Eve, and I was like, wait, it's already online?
Yeah, because, like this Anonymous said that they were going to show it, you know, or whatever, because,
did
like,
they actually... release it Anonymous.
I mean, Anonymous can do whatever the hell they want, man.
But it's like then all of a sudden it's like we've got this dueling like hacker networks.
That's
like,
what it is. World War III,
like,
man.
Yeah, it's
cyber
like
war,
dueling
dude.
Hackers.
That's what that's what it's gonna be.
We don't need this shit right now.
What's amazing is they can have this total war, you know, like this hacker war that's happening, and we can just be sitting like in our living room away from the internet, and like this shit can go down. We're like, oh. Nothing's happening.
Right.
You might not even know about it.
Yeah. That's what's great about cyber war.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It does it.
And go from Cold
like,
War to cyber war.
Their system went down.
Yeah. Like North Korea's internet went down for like 2 days or some shit like that, you know? But like somebody said, like North Korea has, what'd they say, like 3 or 4 access points to the internet?
Yeah.
Like we're America, we have like 110,000 access points to the internet, and North Korea has like 4, I think.
Well, their average people in North Korea can't even use the internet anyway, so it's like only their military is like, oh, we can't access the internet. We can't watch the interview now. You know?
They're like, I was looking forward to that.
That's like the thing, it's like the people, like, who flipped out about this? Like, did anybody even see the movie? Like, did they see the movie and then flip out? They see a leaked version? Or like, did they go, oh man, no.
You can't kill him at the end.
Can't kill him.
That's the first thing that was leaked to me, was like already the death scene.
Yeah,
and I was like,
"You've
well,
already seen it?"
No, I didn't see it, but they kept on. People yeah, were sharing.
I saw a Facebook link to like, "Here's the death scene
dude,
or something."
Like, yeah, it played. You know, if you like yeah. scroll by, it oh, already yeah. plays oh, no, it. I was like, plays. "Well," I was like, "What is this? Is this actually the ending
like,
in the movie?"
It's like, "Oh shit!" And you jump in under your desk and cover your head because like now you think North Koreans are after
yeah.
you.
I already have Koreans after me.
Welcome to my world.
I don't know. That whole regime is pretty messed up. And then also just to know that the only American that can, like, have proper friendship access to it is Dennis Rodman. And I'm like, really? Out of all the people?
That's why they think we're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's their leader. He's their leader.
Yeah, they love
the worm. The worm is the man on that one.
Can you imagine, though? He's probably going to, like, when it comes down to it, he's going to be the one that saves the world. They're like, Dennis Rodman.
He said no.
Sounds like a movie right there, man.
That's a sequel. Dennis Rodman saves the world.
Hey, we need to stop talking about North Korea at this point because I'm starting to get a little worried for my own personal
Should we talk
safety.
About South Korea? No one ever talks about South Korea.
South Korea's awesome.
A friend of mine in college had a roommate who was from South Korea.
South Korea is where all the K-pop comes from.
Yeah, is it South really? Korea, that's where, yeah, K-pop. Well, South Korea is crazy. Like, all the men in South Korea have to join the military.
What?
Like all men in South Korea, all boys, like, when you get to a certain age.
They just get drafted right into it?
Yeah, you don't necessarily go to war, but you get drafted in the military, you go to all that, and then you go to college. Like you go through, like, military training first.
Man, they
so
must all be, all, like, super strong, though. You know, it's like, damn, they're all, like,
well,
it's like, I don't think so because, like, I mean, like, this dude, like, this.
You're like, these Koreans are weak.
So, like, my friend, her roommate had a boyfriend who was North Korean, or South Korean, he was a North Korean. But it was just like.
Don't be ridiculous.
But, like, you know, he was just like this scrawny little, like, nerdy dude, you know? Like, but they all still go through it.
But
they
at
all,
least they probably have, like, a good work ethic and everything.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. So, like, yeah, that's like a thing. Like, all boys, all males in Korea have to go through the military training just in case. Just in case shit goes down.
I mean, they are right next to.
It's
not like a border.
There's a DMZ, and that's about it.
Yeah. It's not like we're right next. We're like, oh, Canada could be scary.
Yeah.
They're like, well, yeah. So what'd you guys learn from 2014, at least? Was there any one
People
thing you're like.
Suck.
I think I learned that in 2013 too.
Don't read comments.
Don't read comments. Yes. Don't look at your whole Facebook feed.
Yeah, you should hide people.
Yeah,
you should hide a lot of people.
Unfriend as many as you
can. If
you
want to remain friends with your friends, hide them on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's the one thing that, you know, we're being taught with all this stuff. You know, that everyone's being taught now is like, you know, you have to stalk. That's what all it is.
Yes.
I feel like we live in the stalking society at this day and age. It's like you don't even notice that you're stalking,
yeah,
but you are.
Oh, I notice. I do it intentionally.
You know what is crazy, though?
If you can just click to the left and you're seeing their whole life, you're
it
stalking.
Kind of sucks, though, that you have, like, friends, but then, like,
it sucks to have friends.
No. But then, like, you're talking about hiding them because I haven't hit anybody yet,
oh,
and, like, my feed is crazy, and I don't like looking at it. But,
well,
like,
yeah, hide it, and then it's a lot better.
You feel a lot better about yourself.
Yeah. Can I hide, like, the whole thing?
Well, no, you hide certain
you
people.
You stop going to Facebook.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Like, I kind of just go in, promote, and then leave.
Yeah.
I was there with you, and then I hit a bunch of people, and then it's nice to go there.
But you know what's crazy, though? It kind of sucks, like, just as a friend, like, the basis of friendship, it sucks that you actually have to hide mm-hmm. people that you know and that you're friends with.
It's because I don't...
If you're looking at me,
Joe, but you've been posting these racy pictures lately.
Yeah, but not from Facebook.
No, I know, because people made you take them down.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. Like, you're like, you had to take that one
picture
down.
I was like, damn,
down.
Four in one day?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I was like, who's doing this
I still
to me?
Follow you, Joe. I'm not.
Yeah.
You're not
I actually feel like...
I like your pictures,
I look
Joe.
At I look at Facebook, and I feel like no one's looking at any of my stuff, so I go at it with that attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no one likes my stuff. I go post...
I like your stuff, Joe.
Yeah, but if I go post, I'm basing this on likes. If I go...
I like your stuff.
I've never seen him.
Yeah, whenever you post something that Carolyn did, I like it.
Oh, yeah,
I like
yeah,
hers.
Yeah, yeah. But all my other hard work, days of working,
no, but here's
gets no likes.
This is how I mathematically break it down, which I came to this equation, I guess, last week. So I'm like, okay, I have apparently over 1,000 friends on Facebook. There's no way that you can actually, you might know some of them,
yeah,
or most of them.
You have a what now?
Over 1,000 friends on Facebook. And I don't even know how that happened. But, yeah, like, thinking about it, it's like, how do I actually really am close friends?
That's the
quote
same with,
unquote
that's
friends.
The same with Twitter too, right?
With I think yeah, I have
I gave
thousand.
Up on Twitter.
But the thing, like Twitter ago. Is awesome though because you have to earn your friends and they have to want to know what you're saying. But Facebook, on the other hand, it's like you have to approve, accept friendship. So the messed up thing is like there's 365 days in a year. Even if you saw each one of your friends one day a year and you divide, you know, you were like, today's Sean day, today's Adam day, you know, like, and you went down the line, even for 365 people, that's a lot of people to keep track of, plus your own life, plus working and all that other stuff. So like right there, I don't see how you can be friends with over 365 people. So then if you
yeah, I'm not, like, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. But then like, I'm just saying, you break it down, when you break it down even further, yeah. It's like you really kind of only have like 10 or 15 people that are like, in your circle, you know, because yeah. It's like anything more than that, it's really hard to like keep track to be like really good friends with. I'm talking about like the traditional friends, like you can have associates and stuff. Like I feel like you can know up to like, let's say 100 people. You're like, I'm associated with like 100 people.
There's actually like statistical charts and stuff that break that kind of stuff down.
So there's like what I'm getting at is that there's no way in hell all those people can be your friends, but yet they know all these things about you and they might not even know. I don't know.
And,
I'm just
saying. And with that.
But basically, if I see somebody once a year, I consider them like, I see them once a year. At least that, at the very minimal, is a good thing.
Yeah, I consider you guys friends.
I consider you guys actual friends. That I've talked to in real life, and, you know, you're not corporeal, and you're just like, you're real people. Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because. Like, you could post a picture of yourself with a donut, and then somebody thinks that you love donuts. And I'm like, no, I'm just posing with a donut for National Donut Day. Yeah. But I don't actually like donuts.
I do love donuts.
Yeah, I don't know, but it could be, like, some weird thing that's, like...
Feel free to send me donuts.
Yeah, people think that we're ICP fans. We're not.
We're not. I'm not an ICP fan.
Where did that come from?
We maybe covered one of their songs.
See, that's what I'm saying. You mention it one time.
Yeah.
Even as a joke, or you do something, one thing, and then, like, for the rest of your life, that person's going to be like, yes, they love ICP, because that's, like, the one thing that they happen to catch.
Yeah.
Sean may own a couple ICP toys.
Yeah.
But it's, again,
don't
it's a
don't they
joke.
Have, like, a wrestling undertone?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And we've watched movies, and it may
But we are not ICP really are fans.
They were not. No.
We are not juggalos.
They deny it.
No. I am not a member of a gang.
Well, there you go, guys.
That's something we
Sean,
learned.
Sean, Adam, it's great ringing in the new year with you guys.
It was a great 2014 for some people. Terrible for others, and I feel sorry and sad and bad for that.
Hopefully 2015 will be better for everybody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more
and if
crazy.
And if not, the next year.
We'll know in a few days, or now, or however this was.
Yeah, I mean, the countdown's going on as we speak.
Oh, awesome.
So, dollarbin.net?
Yes, the dollarbin.net.
The dollarbin.net.
I don't remember if dollarbin.net goes there, too, but it does. The dollarbin.net.
But we know for sure
the dollarbin.net definitely does.
Yes. Along with the Carolyn and Joe show.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. It was great spending this time with you. Always a lovely moment. This show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabeo.com, goastray.tumblr.com, one-shots.com. Also, check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com/curls.
And also, introducing the brand new website, carolynbilevsky.com.
Woo!
Check it out.
We did it! Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year!
Yeah! See y'all later.